there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the Scuba Radio Christmas Crabstravaganza. Yes, we have Bill, the producer, in the studio. We have Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, acting as an official Scuba Radio elf today.
Can I point something out?
What?
I, on purpose, had a costume change during the broadcast on the hope that it would catch on.
Yeah, well, you
I changed clothes where I'm standing.
Yeah.
And I was hoping everyone would do the same, and I was hoping Kelly would be next.
You know,
but I was willing to put up with the two of you if Kelly was eventually going to take part in the costume change.
Greg, it's never too late, Kelly. Are you feeling
I got it.
Are you feeling the love there, Kelly, or no?
Yes. Yeah. Peace and love, my friends. Peace and love. Merry Christmas.
Can you feel the love tonight?
Okay, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa is here, too.
Baby. He
is right in
Once
my
again,
pants.
This is a guy who's usually passed out in front of our studio.
Napping.
365 days a year.
I will tell you
this
that
this is the only week we allow him in the studio. Yeah, he smells of urine and booze.
Can you
But
feel
he works for free beer.
My love tonight.
We have a lot of gifts
That's
that we have to give out.
That's his second favorite song from The Lion King. His first one is I Can't Wait to Be Kinky.
Really?
See, Bill's hilarious. Bill, what are you doing on this show?
I'm wasting myself.
That's a mystery for the ages.
Oh my gosh. All right, well, let's talk about going diving for a change.
We have
Clay from Explore Ventures, the Big Cheese. He is on Scuba Radio. Merry Christmas to you, Clay. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Merry Christmas to you.
Yes. Hey, before we continue, let me just start by saying I'm sorry. And because you're appearing on a show that's a little out of the norm, a little below the bar of what we typically produce here. Actually, it's really not.
It's pretty. It's pretty typical.
Yeah.
Actually,
but
it just smells worse than usual.
I haven't seen the bar low enough yet.
That's true. We keep setting new. It's not new heights, new depths. It's a scuba show. What do you want? Right. That's
what
you're supposed to.
And limbo dancing has nothing on you.
That's right. That's right. So we got to talk about a few things. Explore Ventures is the official live aboard company of Scuba Radio. Now we're now into our like third or fourth year. It's crazy how this keeps going on and on. But I love it. And you guys keep switching it up. You got some new itineraries we've been talking about. I mentioned the Galapagos earlier on the show today. What's the latest on the Maldives? Is that still looking for a February, March takeoff, or what's the latest on that?
Yep, it is still looking for a late February takeoff. It's on schedule, and we're real excited about that.
Yeah.
Is it still going to be in the Indian Ocean?
Yeah, I think it probably will be, yeah.
Okay.
I don't think they've moved it anywhere.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, when we were at the DEMA show, I got to actually see the plans, the mock-up and the whole thing of the boat bill. Impressive layout. Little different than what some of the other liveaboards out there look like, and that's evidently a cultural thing for that area, right, Clay?
Yeah, I mean it's a large 130 foot luxury yacht, but it's completely built of wood, and it's absolutely astounding seeing the workmanship involved in putting it together. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, well, it looks amazing. I can't wait till we can get out there and do that. Is that still on the plans? Are we going to try to get out there? Maybe you and me. Are we going to do something nutty?
I don't know. We you know, we got to do another trip. It's been a couple of years since we were down, I think, on Caribbean Explorer 2.
That's right. It's been too long. We got to go on a trip together, maybe snag a mermaid or a Brazilian swimsuit model or even Scuba Radio Drunken Santa.
Or a producer.
No, not a producer. But any of those other three might be up for a little adventure in the Maldives. We'll have to see. I mean, have you dove there yourself yet, or is this kind of new to you?
I'm scheduled to go down in March, and I'm hugely excited about that as well. You know, the Maldives is known for not only great macro and reef life, but also whale sharks and mantas and all that fun stuff. So it's an exciting place to be.
Excellent. Now, I know, you know, we're planning to do another live aboard trip that we're going to open up the listeners. We'll have more details on that in a few weeks. We're looking at possibly doing the Saba St. Kitts itinerary. Still working out, maybe towards the later part of the year. And like I said, we'll have more details on that soon. However, you guys have just switched up the Bahamas itineraries quite a bit. What's going on there?
Well, yeah, we did. We are actually going to be running the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 into the Bahamas this coming year, and running some itineraries to the very southeast Bahamas, just actually near Provo, where the boat's normally based, and going to Mayaguana, Planet Keys, and also doing some one-way itineraries from Provo up to Exuma via Mayaguana, Samana Key, San Sal, Conception Island, and over to Exuma. So it's,
he's just making up place names.
Nobody goes to. It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. He is making up place names. Those places don't even exist, do they really?
Kaysale Bank. We've been there, Bill. Remember that?
We have.
Back in the day, even Bill went on a trip to that part of the world. Yeah, very remote. One of the closest places you can get to, I believe, to Cuba without getting in trouble or shot at. Is that true, Clay?
From what I understand, yeah, I haven't been there yet either, but it's on the plan for one of these days.
I've got one up on Clay McArdle, the big man at Explorer Ventures. I've got one up on him.
Yeah, I run boats. You're a producer.
I do squat is really what I do.
Yeah, well, hey.
That's why his thighs are so massive. He does squats.
Thank you for noticing, Santa.
Wow. All right. Also, there's some really cool things with the Galapagos that I was just on. You guys are actually running some discounts on the Galapagos liveaboard, which is unheard of because it's so in high demand. Isn't that true, Clay?
It is, and you know, during the up through about end of April, early May, we've got some trips that are $1,000 off per person. So it's a great time to go to Galapagos, go up to Darwin and Lowell, see the schooling hammerheads, and all of the, you know, the different pelagics that frequent that area. And that's, you know, one of the best times of the year to be there. The water's a lot warmer. You know, the weather is generally a little bit calmer, sea conditions, and it's a great time to go.
Yeah, well, there you go. And you know, I went a few months ago, and phenomenal trip. Every diver, period, needs to go experience the Galapagos. And man, to get $1,000 off, it really is a very high in demand location to get to. I mean, it costs a little bit of money, but it's well worth it because you see everything you could ever imagine as a diver, from whale sharks, hammerheads, penguins, the sea iguanas. I mean, it's crazy. The list goes on and on and on.
Eating mantas.
That's right. Yeah, killer whales eating mantas, Kelly. That's what I saw on my trip to the Galapagos. Hey, Shamu, you know, I'll never look at him the same again.
Love Shamus.
You love Shamu. Well, you just imagine being out as a scuba diver and seeing them. How would you feel about that?
Yeah, that would be great.
That would be awesome, wouldn't it? Well, you can do that in the Galapagos. Now,
you sort of feel like a toothpick at that point, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. Well, like I said, you kind of in the back of your mind, you keep thinking, like, okay, they're killer whales. But you know, I don't know. They act like dolphins. They don't seem to bother us. But they are very cool to see out in the wild like that. It was pretty phenomenal event for me there in the Galapagos, and it happens every once in a while. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of was a lucky situation, but it could happen to you if you go with Explorer Ventures on their Galapagos trip. Now, also, before we let you go, you do have some last-minute end-of-year deals in the Caribbean. Is that true?
Yep, we've still got some space on our Christmas trips, and we've actually been getting calls over the last week or so of people that are interested in a last minute trip over the holidays to do some diving and get out of this cold weather that everybody seems to be having. Not that I know about that, because I think it was 15 below yesterday morning here in Wyoming.
So. Yeah, well, so that includes you, is what you're saying. So you'd like someone to give
exactly.
You a trip?
I might have to schedule a trip. I think I will in January.
There you go. So if you call up Explore Ventures, you can book one of those trips for Christmas or New Year's. I mean, golly, you think about the ultimate gift to have for the diver on your list is if you give them a liveaboard trip for Christmas. Oh, my God, they'd be your buddy for life. Kelly, what if I gave you a what would you do?
It's the same trip, both Christmas and New Year's. So.
What would you do, Kelly, if I gave you a liveaboard trip for Christmas? What would you do for
I'll blow you. Kisses.
Well, thank you.
Jeez.
I appreciate that.
Wow. Oh, hey, look, they're at the door, the FCC. Who knew?
Oh, boy. Well, as I said at the beginning of the conversation, Clay, I'm sorry. But
apology accepted and no longer necessary. We've been doing this a few years.
Yeah, exactly. He tolerates me more than most. That's what's shocking. I love him to death. Clay, have a great Christmas, my friend.
I will do so. You guys as well. Enjoy yourselves immensely.
You've got it. There you go. ExploreVentures.com. Go there. Book it today. You won't be sorry. More coming up on the Scuba Radio Christmas Crapstravaganza.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Year. Five bowls of flushing, four roids of throbbing, three nose hairs waving, two children starving, one untouched wife.
Scuba Radio, Scuba Radio, Scuba Radio is the place where all good divers go. Scuba Radio.
I love it.
Scuba Radio.
God help me, I love it.
Scuba Radio is your first and only diving show.
Fascinating.
We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of the sea.
Respect the sea.
We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of the sea. Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Take way too long to explain. We only got about 40 minutes left. Hey, you know, Mermaid Tony's on her way over, as well as Jimmy the Bubble Boy. So got more festive things to happen during the Scuba Radio Christmas Crapstravaganza. But first, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa is in the studio. One time a year we allow this to happen. And you were enjoying that song.
I was out of breath because I was dancing.
Yes. Yeah.
Everybody
you and
Kelly
were like dirty dancing.
We were
there.
Boogieing and getting down to the ground, and we were getting down to the funk.
Getting down to the funk. Is that what it was,
they
Kelly?
They got funk in their junk.
You're feeling it.
Yeah. I was
You're feeling the groove.
Dancing.
She was rubbing up against me, and I was enjoying it.
Okay.
I won't lie.
Yeah, is that mistletoe?
You know what? Do you know why?
What?
Because we need a little Christmas right this very minute. And now we have
Holy
some
cow.
Christmas.
All right. We need to bring some diggity and class to this operation.
Diggity?
Okay, where are we going to get that?
Diggity dog.
Well, it is time for our cultural experiment.
Oh, that's right. Now, I don't have anything to do with this, do I?
You just need to sit back and enjoy.
I like the sound of that. Okay.
Kelly's uttered that phrase
this is
before.
Our version of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
A visit from Greg the Dive Master from Masterpiece Theater.
All right, take it away, gang.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the boat...
Not a creature was stirring, not even a goat.
The booties were hung on the dive deck with care,
in hope that the mermaids soon would be there.
The divers were passed out, two and three wide,
while drunken Santa peed steadily over the side.
With Bill in his 3 mil and I in my hood, just surfaced from a night dive that was better than good. When up by the bow there arose such a clatter, I took off my fins
and relieved my full bladder.
Again?
Then away to the top deck I flew like a flash.
As I climbed higher and higher, I felt a cool breeze in my ass.
My towel had fallen, and I was throwing a moon.
My bare cheeks gave the luster of midday to objects below.
When what to my wondering eyes should appear but our dive boat captain and 8 mermaid dears.
With Jimmy and CJ sucking down the eggnog,
I knew in a minute it must be the dive god. More rapid than eels, his buddies they came.
And Neil whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now Bill the producer, now CJ, now Greg you dive bastard. On Jimmy, on Tony. Oh, Santa, you're plastered.
To the roof, to the top of the reef, to the top of the wall. Now dive away, dive away, dive away all. As the dry heaves that before Greg's stomach do fly.
He wears his nickname, the Chunkster, with pride.
Thank you.
So up to the top deck, the mermaids, they flew.
With the boat full of toys and the dive master, too. And then in a sprinkling, I heard above the rail...
The splishing and splashing of each little tail.
As I turned up my head and was spinning about, down
the main gangway, Greg tripped on the goat.
He was dressed all in neoprene from his head to his feet.
And he wobbled as he enjoyed his drinky rum treat.
A bundle of dive gear that he'd flung off his back.
He prefers to call it his sack.
His eyes, how bloodshot.
His bare butt, how gay.
Hey.
Was this guy sober?
There's no freaking way.
From his mouth a loud belch flew so we'd know the day's dives were over.
And he'd been drinking. Ho, ho, ho!
Ho, ho, ho.
That was awesome.
Kelly? That's classy, classy.
Kelly, is that a tear in your eye?
Yes.
Oh.
Actually, she jabbed herself with the mascara.
Wow, that was pretty. That was almost like art.
That was amazing.
I mean, I'm almost speechless.
It was almost like something that rhymed with art.
We good.
Yeah, that was good.
Yes, that's very nice. That's very nice.
Can we go home now? Oh no,
hey Kelly, what happened as you climbed higher and higher?
Oh, I forgot.
Something about her.
I may never forget.
Her something blew up your.
Oh yeah, I felt a cool breeze on my. Can I say that word?
No.
Booty.
Booty, yes.
Booty.
What? What? A little bit of what?
Is
what?
Is that like a chronic problem?
A cool bruise in my booty. Can you help me, Santa? Okay. So cold.
I can help you out. I can help you adjust the thong.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, you're the one who needs some help. If you look at that video on the website of Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, I think you're the one feeling the cool breeze on your... On your age.
God, she's hot. Greg,
focus.
Or Bill, whoever invited her, I salute you.
Yes, well, Kelly is always invited.
Kelly, I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I think I love you.
Focus.
I think I love
the
you.
Meet the Fockers.
So what am I so afraid of? It's a thing there's no cure for. It's a sin, it's a sin,
she's saying focus. She said focus.
Yes.
Hey, Kelly.
Yes, my love, my Santa love.
Don't tease me. Seriously, will you be my little helper?
You know what?
Anytime
helper.
You need it.
Helper.
You know what, Kelly?
That was helper.
Kelly is a certified scuba diver.
Kelly, how may I help you?
How about she take you scuba diving this year, Santa?
Oh, she could take me anywhere.
Would you take him down?
Honey, I'd follow you anywhere.
Would you go down with Scuba Radio Drone?
Down the rabbit hole.
No, I mean scuba diving. We're talking about diving. Like,
why is she way over there and I'm way over here?
Because Greg is so jealous and he's trying to put us like way.
We can That's share. Right.
I have a thing for Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. Hey, the truth has just come out.
Wow, this is news to me. You know what? Who could blame him? Have you seen me? Look at me.
After I saw that video on the website,
he's like an Adonis.
Don't kid
You're
yourself.
You're such a tease, there, Scuba Radio.
Under this suit is rock hard abs. You can wash your clothes on my stomach.
Oh, brother.
They wouldn't be very clean.
He wants to sit in your lap before me.
Kelly, get over here.
All right, you guys.
Now.
This is getting a little out of control.
Okay. I'm astonished. That never happens.
Hey, that never happens.
Have you seen her little pink hat?
What, the pink hat? Oh, her little... Yeah, it's pink.
God, it's cute.
I thought it was faded red, but I guess it is
No,
pink.
It's pink, my friend.
And that's good.
It's all furry and pink.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, boy. Time to take a break. Thank God. Thank you.
I have to go now.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now, I should talk about what we have here in the studio today. And we'll go into this a little bit more as we progress through 2011.
And what we have in the studio is a gorgeous babe.
Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, is here. Mermaid Tony's on her way, too, from the airport there, Santa.
I don't know if I can handle that.
Well, you're going to have to. We're going to have a mermaid and a Brazilian swimsuit model.
It's a Christmas miracle. I love you guys.
You're welcome. And you know, but here's the thing. All these gifts we brought in today, I got to say.
Yeah, Kelly brought two gifts.
Okay.
That come to mind.
Yeah.
How the twins?
Now they were presents. There were.
Now I get it.
Yeah.
Silly
Santa. Just remember, Santa Claus is the original dirty old man.
Okay.
Oh,
because of the chimney,
right? Yeah. And the soot on my boots.
Right. Right. Well, what I was gonna say is that this is the last broadcast of Scuba Radio for 2010. And
what?
We have had a phenomenal year. Absolutely phenomenal year.
I'm frankly surprised you're still on the air.
Good point. This might be the last one of 2010 and for...
No way.
Yeah, no way.
Is it 2011 or 2011? How do you say that?
I'm going to go with either one.
1-1. Yeah,
you pick one.
These go to 11.
Yeah, but the bottom line is, though, we have had a record year, and all the gifts you see out on the table here for the crew this year is for I mean, I think everybody's going to be pretty happy. Yeah, I see you drooling over.
I'm happy
all this
already,
stuff,
just because Kelly's here.
Yeah, well, that was one gift. The other one's on the way from the airport. Tony's on her way.
God,
Santa, you know, this is my gift to you to ensure that you will stay out of the studio for all of 2011 until we get to this.
Oh,
next
you
year.
Know you love it.
Yeah,
you know you love it when I'm here.
All right, New Year's Eve, we'll tell you about it next. What you can do.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear. Oh, it's easy. It's just like talking, except louder and longer, and you move your voice up and down.
Nasty.
One that will make my tailline start to show.
You are absolutely gorgeous, but your voice isn't gorgeous.
Where my only mission is to get you to listen to Greggy on with Scuba Radio.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper!
I'm dreaming of a bright Christmas.
You've got a lot of nerve, honey.
With every mouthpiece that I bite.
How about I hold your head underwater for just a little while?
Be my next dive buddy and be Mr. Please, Mr. Right Now.
Oh, my God!
And may all your Christmases be bright. This is Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, wishing you a very Merry Christmas. If you be naughty, maybe I'll show up under your tree.
Oh, Kelly. Kelly, 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 Kelly. That's good stuff right there,
that
Kelly.
That is awesome.
You know, I mean, you outdid yourself. We got to do a new one of those.
I know, I'm good, right?
You're good. You know,
good.
The only, you know,
I
what?
Like it. I'm thinking, like that.
I think it's time to do a duet. I think it's time you've kind of done this solo thing. It's now time to kind of team up our talent, I think, just a tad.
Or a threesome.
Okay, I wasn't saying that, but
some three people sing.
But we have Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, and a lot of people don't know that Mermaid Tony actually is very musically inclined. She was a band geek back in the day before she became a mermaid. That's what I heard. There was this one time in band camp,
some incident involving a flute.
I believe so. Tony is on the line. Tony, how you doing?
I don't know if you have enough edits to cover that question, but I'm here. I'm in Orlando.
Yes, she's in Orlando. She's running a little late. Her flight was delayed. But she, you guys might make it here by the end of the show, hopefully, you think?
I'm going to try.
Are you driving now? Are you in the car?
No, I'm not. It's on the side of a...
Where the hell is Jimmy the Bubble Boy? Where is he?
I don't know. He got a little confused on which side of the airport and... No, doesn't have the greatest of signs telling you which way to go. So.
All right. I was told that at the commercial break, he what did he do, Sandy?
He was doing donuts in his Jeep, and he hit an endangered sandhill crane.
Oh, that's what he... Okay, while he was waiting to pick up Mermaid Tony at the airport?
So he may be speaking to the authorities.
Okay. All right. Well, that explains it, Tony. But hopefully we'll get you there or get you here soon. We got a big table of presents. That we got to divvy up amongst the crew here and kind of fight over. I mean, this is kind of one of those things where, like, Bill will pick a present, Kelly will pick a present. Then you'll pick a present.
I thought we decided we weren't going to have Kelly for that because Kelly really doesn't like giving up presents.
Well, here's the thing.
Can Kelly be my present?
No, but how we're going to solve
tonight.
That? I've already worked this out, Kelly. I've talked to Kelly and Tony about this in advance. You know this. I said how we're going to settle these fights, like this stealing thing,
stripping,
chocolate pudding, Jello wrestling.
Chocolate pudding Jello wrestling.
Is it between you and Bill? Cool, yeah. Me and Tony be great for that. We're going to watch it.
No. That's not what we were talking about.
No.
Santa just sobered
up. I'm confused, Santa. Which side of this argument are you on?
Do you see that? He literally just sobered up instantly.
Where am I? What's happening?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Why am I wearing these headphones?
Yeah. All right. Well, we got this this plan in place there, Tony. So you got to get over here to the studio, you and Jimmy, and we'll get this little party started. But what about this music thing? What do you heard Kelly do her song? Could we get Mermaid Tony and Kelly maybe to do like a duet type of thing?
Oh no.
Yeah, I'm up to.
Kelly's game. What do you say, Tony? It's a simple yes or no answer.
You knew I was a band kid for a reason.
Well, because you were musically inclined. That's why. She plays the flute. She's good at playing the flute. So
right, let's go for it. I think this will be the last time you ever ask for that, so it'll be fun.
Okay. I'm not sure what to think about that. But okay, are you in the car yet?
No, I'm not.
What the hell's wrong with Jimmy?
Oh, my God. Greg, at this point.
Did you give him some of your booze before he went to the airport? He should not. He better not have been drinking.
Greg.
We don't approve.
He told me I may have to drive.
He said, you have to drive. Well, yeah, because you just,
drive, yeah.
He just.
Greg.
You just, well, he just hit an endangered crane or some crap like that, so who knows?
Have you seen the movie Splash?
I have seen Splash, yeah.
At this point, I'd like to raise a practical question.
Okay.
Since Tony's a mermaid, does that mean that for the whole trip over, he needs to keep her wet?
Tony, how do you feel about that? I think I'm going to say yes. I'm going to go with a yes.
Tony, yes. Right. I think Tony's had enough of our conversation.
All right, she doesn't speak English neither.
Yeah. Hey, wait. Is this true? Who's on the other line?
I think we lost the connection.
Hey, let's go to this line because I believe it is Abby from Divers Alert Network. Abby, is it you?
It is Abby from
Merry
Divers Alert
Network. Merry Christmas, Abby!
Abby, yeah!
Wait, who do I have here in the studio with you, Greg?
We have Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, and, of course, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa.
What up?
Oh, Kelly, Drunken Santa.
Abby, I miss
so
you.
Long.
Yeah. Okay, so how you been, Abby? We miss you.
Well, I'm sure you do, guys, but I've been thinking about you because I thought, you know, it's really not Christmas without Scuba Radio. Which is why I called in, you know? Nothing beats a Scuba Radio Christmas.
Well, this is true. I mean, you should see all the presents we have in the studio for everyone here today. It's really sad that you are you today. You hear what I'm saying?
That I was what?
It's a shame that you're not here, is my point.
Oh, right. Well, yeah, that goes without saying.
There's no tree, but I am pitching a tent.
Okay. Right. So did Santa bring lots of presents in his sack for all of you guys?
Yes.
Especially for me.
Yeah, he brought a lot. He has a lot of stuff in there. And
I have a feeling he had more stuff for Kelly than the rest of you guys.
Yeah.
Well, it could be. That could be. But, Abby, how you doing? Where are you at? Are we allowed to say your new location or is this top secret stuff?
I don't know. I don't think it's top secret. I'm in New York City.
Santa knows.
Of course
he knows everything.
She's in New York City on her way to the North Pole.
By the way, I loved what you wore to bed last night.
Whoa. Yes, Anna.
Very nice.
He is the original dirty old man. So I don't know. I think he just proved it right there. He's been watching you.
Abby, is Abby
naughty or nice?
She's an enigma wrapped in a conundrum. She's both naughty and nice.
Well, you know, Greg, there's many reasons I couldn't be there in the studio with you today, but one of them is that I actually have a restraining order against Santa, so we can't come within, like, 200 feet.
Oh, hey, bad move.
Really?
That's a bad move on your part.
Yeah, FedEx his gifts.
Because I am not a U.S. resident. I am a member of the Arctic community. Therefore, I am unencumbered by your so-called laws.
Well, would explain why I keep seeing, you know, a little red suit outside my window, and the second I open the curtains, it's gone in a flash.
Hello, I'm trying to give you a present.
Jeez.
It's the kind of present my mother told me a long time ago I should not take.
Hey, yeah. Your mother loved it. Don't let her fool you.
Ouch.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Abby, I'm so sorry.
I'm just saying.
You know, here she calls up to wish us Merry Christmas, and this is what she gets.
I know. You know, I think Drunken Santa's more belligerent this year than he has been in previous years.
Well, you know, it's years of practice.
Not true.
It's also later in the program than usual.
Not true. The drinking
starts early.
Oh, jeez. Well, yeah, Abby.
Abby, we love you, and we miss you, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too, Drunken Santa. If you remember this conversation, I wish you a happy holidays.
Thankfully, we're recording the show.
Yeah.
You'll be able to go back and relive this magic.
I can go on www.scubaradio.com and just click on the podcast.
All right, Abby, Merry Christmas to you. We'll catch
Merry
up with
Christmas.
You again and enjoy yourself in New York City.
All right, everyone, have a great holiday.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Bula. That's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
This is Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. All through the dive boat, not a creature was stirring except a mouse. Use your mouse and click on scubaradio.com for everybody on your Christmas list. A Scuba Radio hat for Timmy. A jacket for Jill. Scuba Radio t-shirts look great, especially on mermaids, preferably soaking wet. Scubaradio.com. That's scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
We got to
going to start opening gifts here in just a bit as we wrap up the Scuba Radio Christmas Show Crapstravaganza. Yes, it has definitely lived up to the title today, no doubt. Scuba Radio Drunken Santa in rare form, known as the Brazilian swimsuit model, Bill the producer, Jimmy the bubble boy, and Mermaid Tony on the way over for our office hour or office festivities here in just a bit.
Sorry, Abby. I love you.
Yeah. Yeah.
She'll
never talk to us.
We gave her a rough time.
You know, we are doing the Christmas show today. However, 2 weeks from today, will be New
Happy
Year's Day.
Happy New Year!
That's right. And we are planning a cool little event in Bimini. What are you laughing at, Bill?
We. Yeah, the we part of that makes me laugh.
Well, actually, I say we. I didn't do it. It was this guy right here. Neil Watson, the hardest working man in the dive industry, has invited us over to the Guy Harvey Outpost Resort there in Bimini, and he's on Scuba Radio right now. Merry Christmas, Neil. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, pal. Merry Christmas to you and the gang there.
Yes, indeed.
Did he just call you Paul? Does he not know who this is? No wonder he takes our calls.
What are you, Paul? Wait, what are you?
Who never said mind. Paul?
Yeah, no one said
never
Paul.
Mind. Never mind. Move
I
on.
Said y'all.
Y'all.
Oh, y'all. I Bill. Understand
no
now.
English.
Bill. Come on. Bill.
Do I need to translate?
Put yeah. the eggnog down.
Put the egg. Step away from the eggnog bowl.
A southern Bahamian.
Yes.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. So, New Year's Eve, big bash over in Bimini. Neil, what's going on?
Yeah, Bimini Big Game Club. Well, the new dive boat, the Bimini Blue, which used to be the Pro Diver 2 in Fort Lauderdale, big 60-foot double deck, 100-passenger glass bottom mega dive boat. It's going over Monday or Tuesday of next week. We're going to host the first annual Bimini boat parade, holiday boat parade. Can't be a Christmas parade because we're doing it New Year's Eve. It sounds like more fun than Christmas. And don't know how many boats we're going to have in the parade. We're going to have it all decked out with lights and all of that stuff. And, you know, maybe there's a bunch of the boats still left over from the Fort Lauderdale boat parade and Pompano and all of the boat parades up and down the coast still got the lights on so they can come over and join in.
Right.
And great festivities. We got Mango Man, a group coming over from Grand Bahama, going to play special meals. Plus, the Bahamas is running, you know, if you book a 4-day, 3-night, they'll pick up a companion airfare, so 2 fly for the price of 1.
Nice.
Which is a really cool deal, and we got specials on rooms and specials on all kind of stuff.
Yeah, so if you have a little last-minute plan for New Year's Eve, well, here's your ticket.
Free. Even if you got other plans, you cancel them and come to Bimini.
Well, there you go. Absolutely.
I mean, Bimini rocks on New Year's, and you can't, well, you can get in trouble, but you're not going to get a DUI because the island's 700 feet wide.
Right.
You know, you may fall off of a dock or wander out into the ocean, but but you're relatively safe over there.
Yeah, and you know, Bimini is an amazing place, and I'm really anxious to see the new resort. As you guys opened up the big game club under the Guy Harvey Outpost name, and of course Neil's new dive operation, he's the one overseeing the diving for the resort.
Yeah, Bimini really excited about that. You know, it's kind of like Back to the Future. I started the first dive operation over there in the mid '70s and was there for like 10 or 12 years, and still have a fond spot in my heart. There's great diving over there, and we just have like an amazing dive operation. So. Yeah, what a great way to bring in the new year.
Absolutely. Yeah, and once again, free companion airfare up to $600 with a 4-night package. So, hey, take advantage of it. 1-800-867-4764. Or I believe you can go to the website and get information, too, at biggameclubbimini.com. We'll give you information on the resort. But once again, that number, 1-800-867-4764. We're going to be over there broadcasting. Doing the radio show on New Year's Day and participating in the boat parade and hanging out with our buddy Neil. It's going to be a blast. Neil, I look forward to it, and we will see you in a couple weeks, my friend.
I can't wait. We're going to have fun.
We will indeed. All right, you have a good Christmas, all right?
Same to you, pal.
Okay, there you go. Neil Watson. Okay, let's see. We got about a minute left in the Christmas
God.
Show spectacular. Mermaid Tony on her way to the studio. Is that true, Tony? Are you on?
I'm on
almost
the way. I am here. I'm coming.
We're being punked. This isn't really happening, is it? She's back in the Keys, and she's just been teasing us for the last 2 hours. You know that, Santa?
That's kind of how I feel, but I thought I was going to be punked on it.
What's going on here? Who are we talking to?
That's Mermaid Tony there.
Tony, where are you?
I'm coming. I'm leaving the airport now, and it's raining.
Do you realize how late you are?
I know.
Do you know?
Santa, I've been very bad.
Do you know if your mom was as late as you are, then you'd have a little brother or sister named after me?
Oh, man.
Your name's Scuba Santa?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, man, that's
That's just creepy.
See what you mean?
Never named their kid that.
Well, never. Never. All right. Well,
you'd be surprised.
You guys get on up here to the studio, and we'll do our little gift exchange here in a little bit, okay?
Sounds good.
All right.
Now, Kalikimaka is the thing to say. On a bright Hawaiian Scuba Radio Christmas Day.
Okay, you're no Kelly the Brazilian swimsuit model.
Yeah, they're right.
He's a little closer to Liberace.
I would never leave the house.
Kelly, thank you for showing up today and hanging out with us.
My pleasure.
If Don Ho and Tiny Tim had a baby, I think it would have been Scuba Santa.
Maybe Tiny Ho Ho Ho.
It could have been. It could happen. It's not never too late.
Greg, I want to thank you for letting me be on the show today.
Yep.
It was a whole lot of fun.
All right, you're banned for exactly 51 weeks. Must
Come
stay
on.
Outside.
Come on.
No, it's just the
really.
Let's not ruin this special moment.
Really?
Having you in only once a year kind of makes us even more special, Santa.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Okay, that'll do. That'll do, pig. That'll do. All right, till next year. Remember, it's always better. Where, Kelly?
That means wearing sweater.
Yes, that's it.
Great.
You should know this by now.
Good diving, everybody.
Good diving, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.